We're joined right now by the head football coach at Tennessee. He was named head coach on January 27th. He was 28-8 in three seasons at UCF. One of three coaches in college football history to lead a team to an undefeated regular season in his first year with that team. UCF was the only team in the nation to rank in the top five in total offense each of the last three seasons. He is a national champion, an All-American, a Walter Camp Award winner as a player. Tennessee coming off a 3-7 season. They open up against Bowling Green on September 4th. Josh Heupel is my guest. Josh, good to have you back. How are you?
Doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. So I'm kind of curious, it's been about a month, in fact, less than a month, since you were named head coach at Tennessee. What have the first few weeks been like for you?
Been a lot of fun. You're trying to get to know your players here on campus, get to know your roster, and let them have a chance to get to know you, too. And I think that's where you spend a majority of your time and energy. At the same time, you got to get going on recruiting, and we've done that. And then you got to get your staff here So you put those three balls up in the air, and you're juggling a lot here early, but it's been fun. Knoxville's a great place. The university's got tremendous leadership, and excited about who we have inside of our building and inside of our team room.
Josh Heupel joining us. All right, speaking of fun, I did notice that one of the first things you did with the team was have a huge dodgeball game. What was the thinking, Josh, behind that, and did you see any five-star dodgeball types in that group?
Yeah, I got named all tournament team. I had a great effort, great showing that day. You know, when I got here, and just, you know, we had a conversation with our players in the team room, and then met with, you know, some of the leaders, and then had a bunch of just individual meetings with guys. You know, there's two things that kind of struck me, and the first thing that they wanted and felt like they needed was accountability. I think it's rare that a group of 18 to 22 year olds, that's one of the first things out of their mouth. And the second thing that they wanted was connection. They wanted to spend time together, know each other, and have some fun inside of the building. So it was important to me. You know, we actually had workouts that morning. Guys worked extremely hard and went through agility station. And there's a buffer of time there where there's some dead time before they have to go to class. And you know, so we had a little dodgeball tournament. I think it's important that your players have fun, and important that they get to know us as a staff outside of, you know, just the meeting room and inside the strength and conditioning inside the weight room. It was just a good start to them getting to know us and us getting to know them.
Josh Heupel joining us. I would imagine as head coach, Josh, that's got to be so encouraging to you that when you've got some young guys coming to you and saying, you know, we know what we want, coach, we want accountability. We want to be held accountable. That's got to be a good thing. So if they're looking for accountability and a connection, I know, knowing you, they're going to get those two things. Now, from our conversations that you and I have had in the past, I know you had a really good thing going at UCF, and obviously we're having a lot of success there. So when this opportunity came up, how did you approach it?
Yeah, UCF's a tremendous university. It's hard to leave anywhere at any point just because, you know, the love that you have for your players that are inside of that locker room, the time and energy you spent in recruiting them, developing them, getting to know them, and the common experiences that you've had. To me, in coming here, this is one of the top, it's one of the premier logos in all of college football. When you think of college football, Tennessee and the brand is naturally going to come to your mind, the steep tradition that they've had here. And then you look at the opportunity to rebuild it and combine the great legacy and the great past with a new age approach. And then you add in the fact that just the leadership here on campus with our chancellor, obviously my familiarity with Danny White, the athletic director, the alignment that they have with me as far as how you want to build a sustainable championship caliber program, it was an opportunity that was too good to pass up.
Josh Heupel joining us. Of course, those who don't know, Danny White had been the AD at UCF as well. You know, one way of describing things is the way that Rashard Kazi, who played for UCF, described it to The Athletic. He said, quote, "He let our nuts hang, man. He let us be us." End of quote. I thought that was an amazing quote and a great way to describe it. How important is it to you to let your guys be themselves?
Really important. I think you have to have fun. You're going to have to work really hard. You got to put a ton of time and energy into this game, but there's no reason that you can't have fun walking into this building with the guys that you love to be around. And then when you get a chance to go play on game day, you got to let your players go play. You recruit great players, you develop them, and then you let them go out there and enjoy the competitive arena that they're in and let them go try to win and play free. And it's important to me that we do that. We got a staff that believes that as well, energetic, engaging, great teachers, and we're going to recruit great players and let them go play on game day, man.
So, Josh, what about Tennessee? Like, it's easy to remember the days when Tennessee football was running off bowl wins, top 10 finishes, but there have been some lean years since then. You know the pride and the passion that fan base has, how badly they want it. What's it going to take to get Tennessee football back to where it used to be?
This is the flagship program inside of the state. The passion and energy that surrounds our program 365 days out of the year is unmatched anywhere in college football. You know, that's why they have a 103,000 seat stadium. And, you know, for me, the great passion and energy for me has always been in being in a place where you're building something, you're creating something. That's what we're doing here. This is a tradition that is as deep as anywhere in the country. We get an opportunity to rebuild that, but do it with a new age approach and put a product out there that I think is going to be extremely exciting. It's going to be an aggressive style of football on offense and defense, different than maybe what the approach has been here in the recent past. And we get to recruit to that. We get to develop our players, and then we get to go have a heck of a lot of fun on Saturday.
All right, so I think you answered it in large part right there. But when you talk about recruiting, when you're recruiting, what type of a player are you looking for, and what is your message to recruits about Tennessee football and what they're going to get if they show up?
The message to Tennessee football is that we're going to be the most aggressive team on the field every Saturday. That's offense, it's defense. It's the way we approach everything that we're doing inside of our building. But we're going to let those guys go play on Saturday. You know, Tim Banks comes from Penn State, top five in so many defensive categories, in particular causing havoc, sacks, turnovers. That's who and what we're going to be. You get a chance to recruit great players and then let them go do those things. And the same thing on the offensive side of the football. Going to spread people out, play with tempo, apply pressure to defenses, create one-on-one opportunities, and then allow our guys to go win. When you combine that approach philosophically on the football side of it, scheme-wise, and then combine that with an approach of doing it the right way and allowing our players to have fun during the process, I think it's going to be really enticing to recruits.
Josh Heupel is joining us for a few more moments. You know, you've mentioned it being a new age approach a couple of times, and then you mentioned scheme. You know, I'm curious, when we talk about the success that you had at UCF, especially when it comes to offensive football, you did bring four assistants with you from the offensive side from UCF. So what kind of an offense are you looking to run in Knoxville, for instance? Is it a matter of just plug and play, or does it feel like you have to change it up a little?
You're going to change from year to year in what you're doing. Our overall philosophy will not change as far as trying to apply pressure, playing with tempo, trying to create matchups that give opportunities for guys to go win. But you're going to change based on your personnel. And I think that's been true of, you know, when we were in Missouri and led this league in offense for 2 years, we had a certain style of who we were based on our personnel. Went to UCF. It changed subtly year to year, in particular with the different quarterbacks that we played with, but then our skill guys as well. You have to adjust and put your kids in a position of success. You know, first team meeting, I told our players, if we got three great tight ends, we'll play with three tight ends on the field. We'll play with five wideouts if that's our best personnel package. At the end of the day, our players are responsible to show that they're going to play at a championship level. They do that. It's our responsibility as coaches. To find a way to put them in a position and get them on the football field to go be successful.
So, Josh, one last thought. Another part of this, of course, is you're returning to the SEC. You were the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach at Missouri. What's it mean to you to return to that conference, and how motivated are you by that challenge?
Absolutely. You know, you just look at the draft. You look at just win percentages of coaches in here. This is the toughest, most competitive league in America, an opportunity for myself or our staff to go prove that every single week. It's the types of kids that you recruit here, man. The kids that are sitting in that team room are really good football players that believe and are extremely prideful in who they are individually, and we're going to build a collectiveness or a collective attitude of connectedness and belief that we're going to be able to go out and be successful each week. because of the work that we put into it, and excited about that challenge here coming up next fall.
A new era, a new opportunity, a new challenge at Tennessee. They've got a new head coach. He was named head coach on January 27th. Tennessee is going to open up on September 4th against Bowling Green. Make a note of that. Josh Heupel is their coach. Josh, great to have you back on the show. I appreciate that. I look forward to you and I having a lot of conversations about Tennessee football going forward. Nice to have you, Josh. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Great talking to you, Josh Heupel. He was a great player, a national champion, an All-American, a Walter Camp Award winner. He was doing a bang-up job at UCF.